From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We invite you to stay tuned for a message from God's Word, preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues his series on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, Dr. Cairns comes to that great event that marked the inauguration of the New Testament Church, the Day of Pentecost. As Dr. Cairns will show, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on that day was the secret of the power of the early church. That power of the Spirit is still the necessary ingredient for the church in this day. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns will deal with the miracle, the meaning, and the message of Pentecost. This is a vital emphasis for the Church of Jesus Christ, especially in this age of apostasy and man-made counterfeits. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns takes a few minutes to answer the question, are there apostles in the church today? The video version of this comment may be found under Q&A with Alan Cairns on our website, ltbsradio.com.
Are there apostles in the church today? Simple answer, no, they're not. There are certain offices, and when we talk about an apostle, we're talking about an office. When people take the title apostle, they are claiming an office. The office of the apostle was given to a limited number of men, and it was never passed on to those who followed them. Strictly, the apostles were witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, in New Testament terms and times, there were men who had the designation apostle given to them, men like, for example, Barnabas, and they were not strictly among the original apostles. They were apostolic in a broader sense. But still, they were in that time period, and furthermore, they were closely associated with the original apostles, and furthermore, they had in their ministry the marks and signs of those apostles. That is something that was never passed on. Now, there were others who did claim the title. The Apostle John got the message from Christ when he was on the Isle of Patmos, and he commended the Christians who tried those who claimed to be apostles, who said they were apostles, and they were not. People today who claim to be apostles are claiming an office to which the Bible gives them no right. They claim an office, the standards of which they do not and cannot meet. Therefore, the claim is false. Now, does the Bible say that you shall call no man an apostle? No, it doesn't. But the prohibitions of Scripture and the commands of Scripture are settled also not just by the words, but by the example and the usage of Scripture. And since the apostolic office was at a given time for a given people, then we can conclude quite rightly that it does not belong to people today. One has to say, however, that the word apostle comes from the verb that means to send. An apostle was a sent one. In that sense, every Christian witness is an apostle. He doesn't have the title because the title has a connotation that is much more than simply one sent by God. It's one sent by God under certain circumstances with certain powers and certain prerogatives And I fear that's why many people are taking the title today. They're trying to assume an authority and a prerogative, a dictatorial position in the church that they couldn't have if they were simply preachers or ministers. And they do not have any right to that. Let me explain very simply. If the Apostle Paul came to a church, or the Apostle Peter, when he spoke with authority. His word was a binding word. It was the final authority. When he spoke with authority. When people take the title apostle, they are arrogating to themselves that same authority. And I tell you, no man has that authority. That authority is vested by the Spirit of God in the final finished revelation of God, which is His holy word, the Bible. And everything that every preacher claims, be he pope, priest, pastor, or so-called apostle, must be subjected to the word of God. And if the Bible doesn't say it, then no man has any right to bind anybody's conscience by what he is saying. An apostle did have binding authority. These men who claim to be apostles today most certainly do not. And in arrogating it to themselves, they are certainly acting in defiance of Scripture.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the life, theology, and the far-reaching influence of the great reformer John Calvin. Three leading Christian scholars provide helpful insights into the work of this much misunderstood spiritual giant as part of the observance of the 500th anniversary of Calvin's birth. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on the Reverend Cecil Maneri. The missionary focus is upon what the Lord is doing in the Czech Republic. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, what is the best way to study the Bible? Is baptism essential for salvation? Or, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You are sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
At the very doorway of the book of the Acts of the Apostles, there stands the reason for all the many extraordinary things that we read about in that book. In the book of Acts, we are brought face to face with fearless and faithful people whose love for their Savior, Jesus Christ, could not be contained. As we read from chapter to chapter in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, we find a people whose praying is powerful and gains the ear of God. We find a people whose preaching is successful and gains the hearts of men. Their unity is strong and selfless. Their establishment as a church is deep and as steady as a rock. And they're spread first through Jerusalem, then through Judea, then into Samaria, and then slowly but surely, sometimes not all that slowly either, right to the limits of the Roman Empire. Their spread is dramatic and irresistible. As this great rolling tide of Christianity is observed in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, we will read of enemies who are silenced, demons who are utterly defeated, persecutions which are turned for the good of the gospel, and converts that are multiplied in numbers so that churches spring up here and there and even in the most unlikely of places. As I say, at the doorway of the book, the real reason for all this wonderful, spiritual, victorious activity is given to us. In trying to explain the actions of the early church, the phenomena that surrounded their establishment and their evangelism, men are too often prone to focus attention upon the men involved, their psychology, their mental makeup, their character, their preparation of heart, their dedication of heart. We are too prone even to spend too much time considering the period. Many volumes have been written about the messianic expectations, etc., etc., that mark the days around the ministry of Christ and the ministry of the apostles. And by focusing attention upon the men and the period, we tend to lock our thoughts in to the purely human factors. Now, there are human factors. You would be a fool to overlook them. There is a quality of Christian character in these men that God used. But I would argue that when we focus our attention on that kind of thing, we are missing the real message. I would argue that far from the Christian character of these men being the key to the mighty works that were done in the early church, the Christian character that they displayed, that courageous stand, that indomitable spirit, that faithfulness in preaching and prayer, that unflinching zeal, even in the face of death, that kind of character is the result of a mighty working of God. And it's that working of God that we've got to understand if we're going to understand the book of Acts at all. So today, rather than looking at the human factors behind the great work of the early church, we're going to consider the day of Pentecost as the Holy Ghost explains it here in His Word. I can think of nothing more needful for us today. The Church of Jesus Christ today seems to be the farthest cry imaginable from that church which is pictured in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. And just about every detail that I listed concerning that early church could be denied on a wholesale scale of the modern church especially in the Western world today. In other words, if I understand Acts 2 aright, we need to get back to the basis of Christian power and of Christian service. Now, I want to be as simple as I possibly can today. I want to get down really to rock bottom. Many, many volumes have been written about Pentecost, and it really is almost incredible that so many views could be written about the one event. Some of the statements that very wise, learned theologians make just leave you gasping. There are those who want to make Pentecost mean what the Bible never teaches it means. And they want to explain Acts chapter 2 in the context of some modern charismatic experience. There are others who have an inbred dislike of that charismatic experience, and they want to explain the book of Acts in the absolutely opposite manner. Now, I would say to you that there is a great need in studying Scripture that we should explain our experience in the light of Scripture and not tailor Scripture to meet our experience. The experience of the child of God may be good, bad, or indifferent. The experience of the child of God certainly needs to be changed to a large degree. It needs to be deepened. But the Word of God never means anything differently today than it meant when it was written. Now, it may have applications today to situations that didn't exist when it was written. But the meaning of the Word must be the same today as when it was written and through all the period intervening. So I want this just to disregard as much as possible. Obviously, no preacher, unless he can park his brain cells, or what pose as brain cells between his ears, and that he can park them out in the car, no preacher could possibly forget in preaching all that he has read from other expositors on a given subject. But I want as much as possible to set aside the various theologies that are written about this and just look as simply as possible at Acts 2 and the day of Pentecost. I want to be quick at the first part of the message, if possible, because there are things at the end that I do want to reach. And I want you to be here when I reach them. First of all, I want us to think of the miracle of Pentecost. What happened in Acts 2 was that there was an outpouring of the Spirit of God. Acts 1 and 5 calls it a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Acts 1 and 8 speaks of it as a receiving of power as the Holy Ghost came upon them. Acts chapter 2 speaks of, and I'm not coming at the moment to the incidental tokens, I'll come to those in a moment, the wind and fire, etc. But it speaks of a place in which they were meeting, being suddenly filled with the Holy Spirit. And all the disciples themselves being individually filled with the Holy Ghost. So this is an outpouring of the Spirit of God in a mighty manifestation of the fullness of His power. Now this is no mere psychological phenomenon. It has been said that Luke, in writing this, is very clear that this is a vision. I have read the book of Acts more times than I can remember, I have to say that I have not seen the slightest indication that this was a vision. There was literally the sound as of a rushing mighty wind. Now, I agree there was not necessarily any great wind, but there was the sound of the wind. There were what the AV here calls cloven tongues, as a fire. This wasn't seen in a vision. I realize that the fire, again, is not any more literal or literal fire than the wind was literal wind. But as there was the sound of wind, so there were given by the supernatural activity of God tongue-like exhibitions of flaming fire. Now, you can explain that as spiritually as you like, but it wasn't a vision.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.